Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Focus is on Wall Street, and justifiably so. And God bless them for their spontaneity. It's, you know, it's an independent people coming. It's young, it's spontaneous, it's focused, and it's going to be effective.
Kept asking the simple question, why are you here? What's your message? This is what the organizer of this entire event told us.
Well, right now it's kind of vague.
It's focused.
Anthony Bondi says Occupy Sacramento has what he calls a message team, working on the answer to why they're here.
So as it stands right now, that message team will reveal that tomorrow morning.
So you guys are in the process of forming the reasons why you're here.
Exactly correct.
It's focused.
Others told us they know why they're protesting.
So tell me why you are here tonight.
I'm here to support the people. Why else would I be out here?
Tell me why you're here to support this organization, this group.
I've heard it's anti-capitalist. I'm a socialist. I'm a Marxist communist.
I'm here to support
people.
People, of course.
And it's going to be effective.
Yes, for the people. You might ask yourself, why would a bunch of college kids just spontaneously be meeting in parks to protest something? To support the people. You have any doubts that these are inspired by communists? You better think again. And they're spreading. Some 150 plus cities across the country and more around the world. The buzzwords are the workers, the people, down with the rich, our fair share, corporate greed, corporations this and that, and so on. Exactly what we heard from the crowds of useful idiots in the Bolshevik Revolution. Fairness, equality, distribute the wealth, on and on. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. And you just tuned in to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt, the growing movement of God-fearing patriots moving to the mountain states of the inland Pacific Northwest. The movement was conceived and inspired by author, former Army intelligence officer, and senior editor of survival blog, James Wesley Rawls. By the way, I just started reading my copy of his recently released novel, Survivors. And I had to put down the novel by Michael Savage that I was reading. And so I just got started on it. And as soon as I can, I'm going to plow through the rest of it. And I'll let you know what I think when I'm done with it. I'd love to hear from some of you. And I'd love to hear some reviews from you guys. I know a lot of you are reading or just read it. And I have an idea. Why don't you email your book reviews, make them 200 words or less. And I'll post them on the blog so we can share them with everyone else. And by the way, welcome to you survival bloggers. It's always great to have you with us. I've been a survival blogger for years, so it's like a big family reunion. But only we all like each other, most of us. As most of you already know, the long-awaited American Redoubt Network is operational and growing. We're going to talk about that in tonight's show, what it's for, why it exists, why you need to get on board now, how the whole system ties together from the CH3 project to the AMRON project, and how that ties in with the American Redoubt Network. Now, in our title for tonight's show, you may have seen a subtle change. We changed that from timing and trepidation to a new title called Occupy Comes to the American Redoubt. And that's because an Occupy demonstration went on in a few cities in the American Redoubt, and that's what I covered this week in an interview with the organizers of the event over in Coeur d'Alene. And it's interesting to see the contradictions and confusion when they speak. You'll be able to clearly see or hear that they're dealing with an internal struggle between what's an obvious conservative upbringing or set of values and the liberal socialist influences that have cast a spell on these kids. It's scary that our society and our so-called institutions of higher learning are confusing and warping the young people's minds, even right here in the American Redoubt. Now, normally, this is just about the point when in the broadcast that we do the news and commentary. Wait, hold off. We're going to do something a little different tonight. Yesterday, October 15th, was the Occupy Around the World, where Occupy protests were coordinated to go on simultaneously in cities across America and around the world, including cities and towns across the inland Northwest, the mountain states. Yes, in the American Redoubt. Someone told me that there was an Occupy event going on over in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho yesterday. So I packed up my bags, my portable digital recorder, my camera, a notepad, and headed to Coeur d'Alene. And I got a chance to interview the organizers of the event. And we'll play a shortened down version of the interview for you coming up in just a couple of minutes. That was actually about a 20-25 minute interview, so I cut that down to about a third. We started the show with a clip that really paints a picture that the useful idiots chanting with their fists in the air are really a bunch of buffoons who don't even know why they're raising such a ruckus. It is true, many of them don't know why they're out there, but some of them do. And if there's any confusion among the ranks, it's all going to be made real clear to them soon enough. Because the organizers, behind the scenes, big players like the unions and Move On and a host of other communist doctrine-based groups, and George Soros, they've had a plan from the start. And like I said before, I stand by this. This whole thing is going to die down to a simmer. And in about a year from now, it's all going to blow wide open, full blown. And like I said, what you're seeing now is what I believe is a dry run. And all the indoctrinators from the left, like Michael Moore, Sean Penn, MSNBC, and the like, they're going to have about a year to stoke the coals. So when all this finally blows up, everyone will have already had been told for the past year that this so-called Occupying America is the right thing to do. But by the time that happens, the occupiers won't be wondering what they're showing up for. They'll know very clearly just what their goals are. And that is to overthrow the America we knew and establish a new society. Listen to this.
He describes the atmosphere of the protests in New York to CNN's Randy Kaye.
I think it's one thing that the images on television can't really convey is this sense of excitement that there is at these protests, that they're part of something new that might be a game changer in terms of a new political movement. They really feel like they're going to create something, a new kind of society, and that's what's drawing all these people, and growing their numbers on a day-to-day basis, this sense of newness and breaking new ground.
And I mean, you look at what the critics are saying. I mean, they're saying that the movement lacks focus and that they picked the wrong target, but you're actually saying that they picked the right target and that they're using the right tactic.
They really feel like they're going to create something, a new kind of society, a sense of newness and breaking new ground, just like the hype and excitement during the Bolshevik Revolution. Everyone was so excited, calling each other comrade. It was great. It was a new vision for a new start, a new society. And they plan on ratcheting things up a couple notches, not peacefully and not a rightful indignation like what we saw with the Tea Party movement or the 9/12 project. They're getting ready for violence. And if you go back to last week's highlights and resources posting from week 17, there's plenty of evidence to show that's exactly where they plan to go with this. Here's an example of the growing sentiment we're seeing on the internet that's reflective of the Occupy movement. This was posted by someone calling themselves Angry Wes. He says this: when peaceful protest ceases to work, a new tactic must be devised. Time to play Robin Hood. The rich have stolen from the poor since there was a rich and poor. It's time to return the gesture. Take what is yours. Now, Jesus said, there have always been poor among you, and there always will be. He also said to help the poor, but he never, ever advocated stealing because you're poor. And he never advocated taking from someone by force to give to another. Those are the doctrines of communists. And communism equals atheism and destruction. The kind of destruction that led to oppression, tyranny, and the deaths of over 200 million people in the last century. We have a couple of articles posted on the Highlights and Resources page from endoftheamericandream.com titled, Buckle Up, America is Getting Very Angry and the Protests Are Going to Become Much More Frightening. And another one from The Blaze, it's the video of that speaker at the Occupy event in L.A. who said the bourgeois, that's what the left-wing Marxists call the right-wing elite. He says they won't go without violent means. In other words, they're going to carry out their leftist agenda, and they're talking about using force or violence to achieve their ends. That's what it's saying. It's coming. It's been predicted by many, many credible experts and historians who say that's the only way this whole thing can play out now. I don't want to see that in the streets of America or anywhere else for that matter. But if it's coming, whether we like it or not, whether we have anything to do with it or not, then you might want to be paying attention. Because within the next 12, 14 to 16 or 18 months, things could get real dicey. That's what old Remus was talking about in his article titled Crowd Control that I posted or reposted a couple weeks ago. His message, stay away from the crowds. Good advice, especially stay away from the larger cities. And even though these things are breaking out all over the world now, the U.S. is really taking the spotlight. In fact, a story just released this week on the 11th announced that Russia put out a revolution alert for the United States, warning dignitaries and other Russians to be cautious because of the unrest that's growing in America. You believe that? A lot of people are concerned and making claims that the government has seen this coming for a long time and have been preparing for a long time for civil unrest due to an economic and societal collapse in this country. They've been wargaming based on that. In fact, there are many interpretations of the so-called Patriot Act that the government's refused to make public. And this week, the New York Times sued the federal government to force them to release the papers so that that story is going to be one to watch, because if they can get those released, I think it's going to be an eye opener. But I'm sure whatever's in the papers in the Patriot Act, the stuff they don't want to share, I'm sure it's there for our own good and protection. All right. I mentioned that there were several Occupy events here in the American Redoubt, and I headed to the nearest one that I knew about. And that was over in Coeur d'Alene. And there was actually a larger one over in Spokane, but I didn't feel like driving the extra 30 miles to go to that one down at Riverfront Park. And so far, what we've seen is a lot of left-wing, even outright socialist and communist protesters. Now, socialism and communism just simply isn't something that's tolerated very well here in the American Redoubt. So I wanted to see for myself and talk to some of the people who showed up for the event. In all, I would say there were about 25 people on the street corner of Highway 95 and Apple Way, just north of I-90. They were pretty easy to spot, and some of them had some interesting signs, and they were strategically located about 100 feet from Bank of America. Well, my biggest concern was these would be a bunch of raging, drooling, conservative flesh-eating zombies. So, among other things, I was also packing my Glock 30. Well, as it turned out, it was completely unnecessary. For the most part, several well-intentioned, although slightly misled, college students, their supportive parents, and a few others who'd been duped into the socialist-driven movement. And you'll hear part of that interview along with some of my own comments coming up. I was so bummed because the battery on my digital recorder went dead and I lost the whole first 5 minutes. And I violated the Boy Scout motto, always be prepared. I was prepared. I had backup batteries, but I should have started off with fresh batteries, right? Okay, lesson learned. But the first 5 minutes was great. And the kid, the organizer that I interviewed, he sounded just like a Tea Partier. Exactly. And I asked him about that, and he said, well, I really don't agree with what a lot of the Tea Party's positions are on a lot of issues. And then he ranted about how our government's spending too much money. They're not listening to the people. Americans are fed up with the bailouts and overspending and so on. It was kind of funny. He didn't even realize it. And you know something else I learned? These kids, the ones that I interviewed, they're truly patriots. See, in the American Redoubt, even our liberals have a conservative inside of them trying to break out. They just don't realize it. Very interesting to hear what they have to say. So now I'll let patriot musician Jordan Page wind this segment down, and we'll support the young man by promoting his music throughout the rest of the show tonight. You can hear him live this coming Wednesday at the Freedom Fest at the Latoff County Fairgrounds in Moscow, Idaho. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from the Voice of the American Redoubt. We'll be right back. I can see.
Radio Free Redoubt is a strong proponent of disaster preparedness and self-sufficient living. Although we touch on the topic from time to time, we're not a resource which specializes in those areas. However, among the hundreds of resources that are out there, we've come across some that we found to be particularly useful. You'll find some of those in a list of links about halfway down the page on the right at www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com. In fact, they are the resources that we use. If you know of a resource that has been exceptionally useful to you and would like to see it added to our list of links, email the links to us at radiofreeredoubt@gmail.com.
In the event of a disaster, the likelihood of communications going down, such as cell phone services, is very high. To communicate using your CB radio, MERS radio, FRS, or GMRS personal two-way radio, simply tune to Channel 3. Click on the CH3 Project button on the Radio Free Redoubt blog to learn more.
All right, we're back. Again, this is John Jacob Schmidt, Radio Free Redoubt, and we're here out here on the street on the corner of Appleway and Highway 95 in Coeur d'Alene, of all places. The Occupy, we have the founders and the people that are spearheading the Occupy Coeur d'Alene. And so you can just tell the people, what does Occupy Coeur d'Alene really mean, in your words?
Well, as our constitutional right, we have the right to peaceably assemble for redress of grievances. You know, we're here to basically show our support with the Occupy Together movements, you know, worldwide, because, you know, today is October 15th. This is happening worldwide today. We have protests going on in every city in the country.
And now, you were talking about this affects all people, left wing, right wing. How would you describe yourself?
I am center left leaning. You know, I voted for Obama in the last election.
Do you think you'll vote for him again?
No, honestly, I feel like that he promised a whole bunch of things, and like all politicians, you know, didn't go through with.
Do you think that he's out of touch with the average America on the street and their values?
I do. I really do.
Sure. Now, okay, so what's your story? How much money have you lost in this whole, this economic downturn?
Well, I'm 17, so I haven't personally lost any. My family, however, we were super rich in 2006, 2007. We made pretty much all our money from stocks. The stock market crashed unexpectedly. We couldn't get out, and now my whole family is upside down.
Like a lot of Americans.
Yeah, like a lot of Americans.
And this has got you upset.
Yeah.
So who do you think's to blame?
I think that you can't place the blame on one specific person, one specific thing. I think that corporate America.
Corporate America, of course. And where did you get an idea like that?
Has a lot to do with it. I think that, you know, it's a big mess right now. Everything is just messy. So
So what do you think the solution is?
I think that something that's really important is to get the people of the United States to become more like-minded than they are now.
Exactly. That's what George Soros and the rest of the left-wing socialists want, too. But they only want Americans to be more like-minded as long as you're of like mind with globalists and socialists.
I mean, obviously, we're never going to agree on anything or everything. Obviously, we can agree on some things. But, like, Sure. People are still going to be Republican and Democrat. Right. They're still going to be liberal and conservative. People are still going to have different religious views. But I think that if we can come together and see that we all want better quality of life, that it's going to impact who we elect as our representatives, and that is going to impact change.
Okay. Again, this sounds really similar to what the Tea Party movement was talking about, impacting that change. What's the biggest change you'd like to see?
Well, I think I go to NIC, and I would like to see students not being saddled under hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loans. I have more than enough in grants to go to school.
Those are government grants, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it is the government's obligation or a citizen's right to an education?
I do. Okay. I do. I think education is so important, and I do think that it is a right.
Okay. Almost like on the level of a human right?
Yeah. I think that it is so important that it should definitely be a human right. Just a human has a right to be educated.
That's exactly what the socialists and globalists want you to believe. If they can get everyone to buy into education is a human right, they have the necessary mechanism to make sure you're properly indoctrinated. It's not about getting you a job after you get done with school. It's a money-making racket, to be sure, but it's about ensuring that you'll be thinking the right way, their way. Now, there's one statement from a blogger for the Occupy movement. He said, "When peaceful protest ceases to work, a new tactic must be devised. It's time to play Robin Hood. The rich have stolen from the poor since there was a rich and poor. It's time to return the gesture. Take what is yours." How do you feel about that statement?
I don't have a problem with rich people. I don't.
Because your family was rich.
Yes. And beyond that, I mean, if you've honestly worked for your money, like you worked your butt off and you made yourself a fortune, I mean, if you got lucky maybe, or you just found a venue that worked to make money for yourself, that's fantastic.
So do you agree that that money should be taken from them forcefully to provide for other people?
No, not at all, because they earned it.
Whoa, did I just detect some conservative upbringing here? She almost sounds like she's at the wrong rally. Didn't someone tell her the Freedom Fest isn't until Wednesday in Moscow?
Sure. I mean,
So you disagree with this person's statement, then?
We're not going to go up to a poor person and be like, "There's someone poorer than you, so we're going to take your money and give it to them."
Good, that's refreshing. I think that's what
a lot of people are concerned about. I don't agree with that statement either at all. You know, the thing about the Occupy movement is it comprises people from all political, you know, parties. You know, socialists who are like, and anarchists too as well. Personally, that's not what I am, you know. So I don't agree with everything that the Occupy movement does, but we do stand in solidarity with the basic, you know, basic thing about it.
I think we're all in agreement. We definitely want something to change.
Yeah,
we're just kind of concerned about what that could change into.
Exactly.
What would be your ideal end goal?
Ideal end goal for all of this is first of all, our government needs to balance their budget. We need to stop spending billions and billions and trillions of dollars on all of this stuff, you know.
Stop outsourcing jobs.
You know, we need to figure out how to somehow end the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, bring our troops home.
Here's what I think. We need to stop outsourcing jobs. We need to fix the laws that make production in this company this country so expensive. And we need to bring our military back. If we can't even protect ourselves on the home front, how do we expect to help anybody else? We need to get our stuff in line before we can expect to help any other country, any other group of people, anything. We need to get it worked out.
Wow. She sounds just like Violette Sabo here, doesn't she? I think with a little guidance, there might be some hope for this young lady. Now, there are a lot of people that believe that an economic, even a societal collapse in this country is imminent now because of the way things have been ran. Do you believe that?
I think that if things don't change, it could definitely happen. Yeah, but I do not think that it's a doomed cause.
And how do you feel about that?
I think that it's possible. You know, you've got what's going on in Greece, in Spain, and, you know, with the euro right now, I mean, it's not looking good, but, you know, things definitely need to change or else we're all going to be upside down.
Oh, sure. I think we're all in agreement on that. There was another statement by one of the Occupy movements in
LA, one of the gatherings there. And there was a lot of people that cheered when this guy gave this speech, and he said, ultimately, the bourgeois won't go without violent means. Revolution. Yes, revolution that is led by the working class. Long live revolution. Long live socialism. Do you agree with this call for violence?
No, absolutely not. We are a 100% peaceful protest group.
Violence achieves nothing. Violence breeds violence.
Yeah, exactly. Every violent revolution. I mean, regardless, you know, the United States was a violent revolution when we founded our country. But, you know, we don't need to have socialists take over this country.
So you're opposed to the socialist part of this movement then?
Yes, I am.
I am not a socialist. I am not a socialist. I have an example, though.
Well, let me ask you one quick follow-up question to that then. Would it change how you feel about the Occupy movement in general if you found that it was backed, funded, and promoted behind the scenes by people who are communists or even and socialists?
I've heard of this, but I've not actually seen any proof of it.
And our movement is not.
So if you do discover proof of this, would it make you kind of rethink your loyalty to the Occupy movement?
Not locally, no, because we're doing our own thing here.
Yeah, I'm definitely seeing a little bit different mindset locally here. This is a pretty conservative area, the Inland Northwest.
Very conservative.
Actually,
area.
My mother just left. She was here for like 3 hours. My mother is a staunch conservative and a staunch Christian. She was out here for 3 hours holding a sign.
There it is. I knew there was some conservative influence in there somewhere. It's coming out. Excuse me, I don't mean to embarrass you, but your conservative is showing. So you think there could definitely be a distinct difference in the mindset of the people during the Occupy movement from city to city?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because every city is facing a different challenge. There are things that are universal across the board of Occupy Together, but then you're going to have things that are different in every city. And every city should be attacking the issues that need to be dealt with most in their city. Like, they shouldn't just be ignoring those issues just to go along with the flow.
Okay, good. What do you think the issues are in this community that need to be addressed? What's your strong message to them?
That's a really good question, and I'll have to think about that.
I'm in it for the students, because I'm a student. That's my thing, because if someone is 40 or 50 years old and they need to go into a training program to make a living for their family and themselves, but they're not able to get grants, that's wrong.
Okay, let me ask you a question about something you mentioned earlier, that education is a right, that the government should pay for that. But then you went on later to say, I am not a socialist. Isn't taking money from society to pay for education, isn't that socialism?
Well, I think that it could be an aspect of socialism, yes, but it's also, okay, I am not a socialist. I am not a socialist.
Some people are concerned that they're going into debt hundreds of thousands of dollars for an education that's useless to even get a job
with. Exactly, yeah. Exactly, and that is the problem.
That definitely makes me really mad. You know, the guy that I'm moving in with in Spokane, he's $108,000 in debt at EWU, and he makes the equivalent of like $11 or $12 an hour at his job. I mean, he loves his job, but I mean, that's crazy. How do you pay that off, like getting paid that much per hour?
You don't.
It's almost like a system that's designed intentionally to keep you enslaved.
That's how I feel.
There's a quote that says, none are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free.
That's true. And it's time for people to wake up, isn't it?
I agree.
Okay, thank you guys very much for your time.
This is John Jacob Smith,
Radio Free Redoubt in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Occupy Coeur d'Alene. Anyway, they were a couple of pretty good kids, misled and caught up in the buzz and excitement of being part of something. And people are legitimately fed up. People are enraged. And a lot of what these folks, at least over in Coeur d'Alene, are saying is exactly what the Tea Party and the Patriot Movement has been saying all along. They have the same legitimate gripes as the rest of us. But what they don't realize is that it's the socialist, communist, and globalists that are behind this whole Occupy thing. See, I've said it before. I'm talking about the American Redoubt. You better start thinking about our future. There are people planning a new society. You want to just hide out in your retreat and let someone else figure out what society's going to look like, you just might come out of your hole to something you never bargained for. And we're going to talk about that later on next week. This is really important stuff, so stick around and pay attention. That young lady in the interview, one of the things she was so concerned about was the right to an education at the expense of the taxpayers. She believes it's a right, and education isn't a right. Let me just clear something up for you right now. It is not a right, but it is an obligation. As a God-fearing patriot who cherishes liberty, you are obligated to become educated. Educated in the Word of God, educated in your history and the study of your national heritage, in economics, in the skill sets and crafts of self-sufficiency, of warfare, and diplomacy. When they talk about getting an education is a human right, the curriculum they have in mind has nothing to do with being educated. It has everything to do with being indoctrinated and programmed to be a good, productive global citizen and to redistribute the wealth by force if necessary. These occupiers, most of them who are screaming for free stuff, they don't even know what it is they're asking for, because all that free stuff comes with a steep price and chains. Speaking of all that, there's a trailer out now for a documentary called Indoctrination. It's posted on the Highlights and Resources posting for today's show. Check it out and spread the word. Send it to your friends. It's so important. Of course, the movie makes the claim that the public school systems are the cause of the decline of Christianity in the U.S. I agree that it's probably one of the most influential causal factors in the turning away from God and his precepts in our society. But it's certainly not the only one. Our media is as equally powerful, if not more so. You can send your kids to Christian schools, but if you let your kids come home after school and fill their minds with the garbage that's coming from the televisions, you're undoing everything you're trying to accomplish. Not to mention, you got to battle the influences of your kids' friends whose parents let them fill their minds with garbage, then contaminate your children. We're really up against it as parents. I know it's a battle. Anyway, check that out. I think you'll find it to be a real eye-opener for many of you. Oh, sheesh. Look at the time. Okay, real quick. Don't forget to check out Tess's new prepper tip of the week over at Ready Nutrition. This week is on security. And it's really, really basic stuff. But it might be helpful to any of you who haven't really given serious thought to that topic. It's a good little introduction. Of course, she takes a pretty soft stance on the firearms issue. You all know how I feel about that. She recommends a firearm if it's a good fit for your family. My view is make it fit for every member of your family. If you got a 2-year-old, they get a firearm. Before you can blink, that 2-year-old will be a 12-year-old. That's my view. Oh, I've got to mention, remember I went to a carbine course a couple of weeks ago? Well, when I was there, I had the opportunity to meet a few of the guys, including the president, from Next Generation Arms Manufacturing, headquartered in Hayden, Idaho. Really great guys and true patriots to the core. I don't know how they feel about the American Redoubt. I never brought it up, but they offered me a tour of their manufacturing facility. So this week I got a chance to take them up on the offer. And I was in heaven. Wow. They're working on a prototype for their X8, and it is beautiful. It looks like an M4, but it's an amazing piece of work. The lowers are all milled, aluminum monolithic one piece, including the buffer tubes, lower receivers, and all metal parts are ceramic coated. You can fire thousands of rounds through these things without cleaning. Of course, I wouldn't recommend that. But they still go. In fact, I got a chance to handle one of their weapons that was used in Afghanistan for, I think, 8 months. 8 months with no cleaning the entire time. Functions flawlessly. Malfunction-free. Beautiful. Spendy. But really, they live up to their name. Next Generation Arms. You can check him out by clicking on the Next Generation Arms banner or the photo of a couple of their weapons there on the highlights and resources posting for week 18, October 16th, 2011. Thanks, guys. I really enjoy spending time with you, and thanks for the trigger upgrade. I'm really looking forward to putting it to the test, and I'll get a review back to you. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk briefly about the American Redoubt Network. Several of you have joined, but we need a lot more of you if we're going to be effective. Effective enough to have an influence and impact in the new society that's forming.
Radio Free Redoubt is a strong proponent of disaster preparedness and self-sufficient living. Although we touch on the topic from time to time, we're not a resource which specializes in those areas. However, among the hundreds of resources that are out there, we've come across some that we found to be particularly useful. You'll find some of those in a list of links about halfway down the page on the right at www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com. In fact, they are the resources that we use. If you know of a resource that has been exceptionally useful to you and would like to see it added to our list of links, email the links to us at radiofreeredoubt@gmail.com.
Are you a licensed ham operator? If so, the American Redoubt Movement needs your help. To support the mission of keeping the American Redoubt connected in a Teotihuacan situation, Radio Free Redoubt is working on a project to build a network of patriotic, amateur radio operators who consider themselves redoubters. Your skills will be critical in rebuilding and advancing the American Redoubt Movement after Teotihuacan. Please email us at radiofreeredoubt@gmail.com to find out how you can partner with Radio Free Redoubt in this critical and time-sensitive project. Your input and ideas are greatly appreciated. Thank you, ham operators, for what you do.
Benjamin Franklin said, "A nation of well-informed men who've been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins." Those words are so full of wisdom. Unfortunately, to today's anti-American left, black is white and white is black. Up is down and down is up. I am informed and I know and prize my rights. Sadly, to today's socialist elite, quote, well-informed, means that you see things their way. I find it interesting that the globalist elitists of today attempt to coerce the masses, and especially the dissenters, by using control buzzwords like ignorance. If you oppose them, you are ignorant. And no one wants to be called ignorant. The implication is that they are enlightened and you are not, which makes you want to fall in line and be like them. If Mr. Franklin were alive today, he would be considered ignorant by the so-called elite. Of course, he would rebut that they are tyrants, and I would stand with Mr. Franklin. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
All right, welcome back. As you know, the long-awaited American Redoubt Network is up and running. It's been my vision for a long time, and I know it's something that many of you have repeatedly asked for, some way of keeping patriots, and particularly the American Redoubt, connected in the event of a Teotihuacan, or end of the world as we know it, event, whatever that might be. EMP attack, civil unrest, societal collapse, invasion, what have you, or any kind of disaster situation. It could be a major natural disaster. So I want to talk about that for just a couple of minutes to help put everything into perspective. First of all, there isn't a system out there to keep like-minded folks connected. I mean, patriots, preppers, American redoubters, and redoubters elsewhere. I've never seen a system designed to do that. Now, there are ham radio nets that are designed specifically to aid with communications, command and control, support, and so on, in the event of an emergency or disaster situation. But those largely include, or they exclude, most people, even preppers, because most people are not licensed ham operators. If you have a group of like-minded people that you have in an emergency plan with, you've probably worked out some kind of a communication plan, whether it's using a CB or FRS radios or whatever. But if you need help and you can't get a hold of someone in your group, you otherwise have no way of contacting other like-minded people. So we started by developing a very simple program that we call the CH3 program. So in some type of Teotihuacan situation, you can tune to channel 3 on either your CB or your FRS radio or your MERS radio with no subchannels or privacy codes. And if there are other redoubters in your area, they should also be on channel 3 on their radios. And there's a protocol for contacting other redoubters, and you can read more about that by clicking on the CH3 project tab on the blog. And I recommend copying and pasting that to a Word document, saving it on your computer, and most importantly, printing a copy out and start a communication folder in hard copy in case the internet or computers go down for some reason. The CH3 project is a great start, but it's just a start because that only helps you get in contact with other people in your immediate vicinity and usually limited to just a few miles. Plus, you might be on channel 3 on your CB and trying to make contact with another redoubter and not knowing that the closest redoubter to you has his FRS on channel 3. And of course, you can't talk to someone on your CB if all they have is an FRS radio. Completely different band or set of frequencies. So we created the American Redoubt Network, and we're still uploading members of the network to the blog, so it's not quite complete yet. But now you can start checking to see if you have redoubters around you, or at least along your get-out-of-dodge route or bug-out route. Also, when you sign up on the American Redoubt Network, you list what communications you'll be using to both communicate and monitor. Next, you might want to know what's going on in your immediate area by sharing information with each other using the CH3 program. But you might not have any idea what's happening in the city 30 miles, 50, 100, or 1,000 miles away. So as a part of the American Redoubt Network, we started a network of like-minded Patriot preppers called the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, called AMRON for short. So now we have a link between ham operators who can share information up to hundreds or thousands of miles, even around the world. And these AMRON operators can then relay information, intelligence updates, to redoubters in their local area using the CH3 program. We also have, as part of that program, what are called relays, who monitor ham radio transmissions, or it could be a ham radio operators themselves, who can rebroadcast information across the CH3 frequencies. A relay, when he or she volunteers to be part of the AMRON network as a relay, will designate what communications equipment he'll be monitoring and communicating on. That way, a ham knows the people are acting as relays will be listening on such and such frequency, based on the capabilities of their equipment. And this helps the AMRON operators know what frequencies to broadcast or communicate on. Now, all the information you need for the American Redoubt Network and AMRON is located on the blog. And you can open that by clicking on the tab titled AMRON and American Redoubt Network. When you become part of the network, we'll send you an email with the links to access the American Redoubt Network website that will contain the designated frequencies to be used for the AMRON project. It'll also include the protocol and rosters for members of the American Redoubt Network. The OARs, those located outside the American Redoubt, will also be included on there, and a reverse directory with all the members of the network on it. And one more thing, per the request of many of you, we started a forum. The forum can be accessed from that website, the AMRON and American Redoubt Network site. And one of the goals of Radio Free Redoubt is to create a network where redoubters can connect with each other, promote the American Redoubt movement, and exchange ideas for doing that. So let me know what you think. I've never ran a forum before, so this is experimental, and I'll need help and input from all of you. And I appreciate that. But that forum is a place for people to exchange ideas and start connecting. I just want to remind you, too, to copy and paste the pages from the American Redoubt Network blog and print them out and put them in your American Redoubt folder in hard copy. And the other thing is, for those of you who have scanners, most of those scanners can only go down to 30 megahertz. And if that's the case with your scanner, you can't get the shortwave frequencies. You'll have to use a shortwave radio. But you can receive the 70 centimeter, 2 meter, MERS, FRS, and GMRS frequencies. So program a memory band on your scanner or a memory bank with all those frequencies so you can single out those frequencies for monitoring. And that'll really help you access information going out on the AMRON network in a real emergency. If any of you have any questions, don't hesitate to email me and ask me if you need clarification on anything. Most of it's pretty clear and straightforward, but definitely let me know. Also, speaking of that, I have a message for Charlie02. Charlie02, your communications are going through fine now. I identified the problem. And also a message for Red Tabby. Red Tabby, per your request, the redoubter in your AO attempted to contact you by email, has not received a response, and he wanted to make sure he's getting through. So check your spam filter, spam folder in your email, or contact Radio Free Redoubt to confirm that you have not received anything from him. Now, Radio Free Redoubt has thousands of readers and followers and hundreds of listeners. But there are a lot of patriots and preppers who just won't come on board or who just can't grasp the concept. The American Redoubt just freaks some people out at first. Why the trepidation? Why the reluctance among some of you to accept the American Redoubt as a viable concept? It's because the American Redoubt movement is ahead of its time. Or is it long overdue? Or is it a little of both? I'll let you know what I'm talking about next week as we tackle those questions and deal with those issues. The timing couldn't be better. The only thing missing is the awakening. So be sure to tune in next week. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot who loves the principles this country was founded on, and you want to preserve our heritage, but the American Redoubt movement seems a little over the top or a little on the extreme side, then you won't want to miss next week's show, Trepidation and Timing. And we moved that to next week because even though it's going to shorten today's broadcast a little bit, I want to make sure I spend adequate time on the issue and on the subject because it's really important. It's kind of a mental hurdle that some people have had a difficult time getting over, and they're really not sure what to think about the American Redoubt, and it's kind of just strange, maybe a little extreme. And so I want to deal with that. And I just want to leave you with this from Proverbs 16:3. Commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts shall be established. See, when you commit everything you do to the Lord, it affects even the way you think. And he'll be there to establish your thoughts or keep your mind on the right track, fulfilling his plan for you on a personal level. Pretty cool, huh? You all have a great week. Keep the emails coming in and join the American Redoubt Network today if you haven't already, and get connected to the many others who call themselves Redoubters, people just like you, real people who share your values, concerns, and hopes and dreams for a future for our children. Remember to pray for our leaders and do something to help someone less fortunate than you as you go out this week. There are plenty out there who are hurting right now. Remember that in serving them, you're serving the Lord. So until next week, may the Lord richly bless you, your home, and your family. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.